Previously, we went through the text up to this point. So my teacher is explaining how if a bodhisattva, bodhisattvas have to do a lot of work, to teach, to help sentient beings change and then become free of suffering. Yeah, so as the bodhisattva do this over time, then what happened? So the bodhisattva may have the kind of mindset, wow, I have done a lot of things. So my teacher says, 因为菩萨有毕竟空的智慧，也有缘起的智慧，用毕竟空的智慧观察这些事情，心里面很安闲自在。 不会说我有很大的功劳。 A bodhisattva won't have this mindset. Now we may think, oh, but I'm not a bodhisattva. But we have this mindset. 我有很大的功劳. On one hand, we are not really doing bodhisattva work as detailed as much. But in whatever we are doing, whether at work or at home or volunteer work, we may feel 我有很大的功劳. Do we feel that way? Do we feel that way? So Bing, do you feel that way?
No.
You don't say no. Biling, do you feel that way? She don't even say anything. Doreen. And then the rest. Christina, do you feel that way? Sean, Valerie, 我有很大的功劳. So we sometimes maybe feel this way in some parts of our life. Maybe at work. Maybe at home. Now, it is not that we didn't do anything. But it is when we feel that what we have done is very tangible, inherent, then it stays in our mind. How do we know that we have this mindset? 10 years after doing it, it's still in your mind. Then you feel like, wow, you have done so much. And usually, when you have this mindset, then another mindset come up together. How come the appreciation doesn't tally? 我有很大的功劳，但是师父没有奖赏我。 My teacher never said that. Or we feel that, how come my customer don't appreciate me? How come my boss don't appreciate me? How come my friends don't appreciate me? How come my children, how come my husband don't appreciate me? How come my wife don't appreciate me? How come my children don't appreciate me? I do so much for my children, how come they don't appreciate? So first thought, if we have the thought, what I've done is so tangible, so real, or then we may have this first mindset, I have done a lot of things. Second, then we may compare. Compare with what people have done for us in return. There's only this mindset of seeking a return only when we feel that we have done a lot. When you realize that whatever has been done is due to conditions and we are part of the conditions, no less, then there's nothing to talk about return. Because there are conditions, then that happened. But if without that mindset, then, wow, this is real, that is real, everything I do is real, what you say is not real. Then we will have that kind of resentment, dissatisfaction. I've done so much, but the return is so little. Then you have a lot of defilements arising. So, 不像世间上的人, 有功高报主的问题, 功高报主的问题. So, What happened? 害怕他功劳太大，本领太大，对我有威胁。Yeah, so this is how the world is. Yeah, the person with there are some people they may not think oh they have done a lot, but they may think that other people have done a lot, and they may think that other people as a result has a lot of ability, a lot of talents, and is a threat to themselves. Yeah, we see this quite frequently in the office space. Then what happened? Then we have a lot of 勾心斗角. We have a lot of politicking, yeah, backbiting, a lot of backstabbing, or the talk behind the back. Yeah, I always tell people I don't talk behind people's back. I talk in front of them. Yeah, I tell them in their face. Yeah, so people are not happy. Sometimes people are very funny. Huh? So do you prefer that I talk behind you? It's like, 佛法中没有这个问题。Yeah, so no, take note. 佛法中 inside, within the Buddha Dharma. So 佛教我们观一切法空。Now, let me repeat that. 佛法中没有这个问题。In not 佛教中啊，佛法中 ，within the Buddha Dharma, there's no such a problem. But is there such a problem in Buddhism? Not necessarily. No. So 佛教我们观一切法空，无我无我所，无论什么事情、什么情况，心里面怎么样子，很平安。So the Buddha teaches us. Actually, can I ask? Is there anyone who don't understand Mandarin? Anyone? Oh, Quack. Besides Quack, Ricky. Okay, then still have to continue. Because suddenly I'm like, if all of you understand Mandarin, then I just use Mandarin easier. So the Buddha gave us teaching. Teach us to do what? 观一切法空. To contemplate, to observe, to see that all phenomena are empty. Empty of inherent nature. Yeah. 无我无我所. That there's no self, no 无我无我所, 无我所, no possessions. Yeah. Nothing belonging to the self. If there's no self, what is there to belong to the self? So, 无论什么情况, regardless of whatever happened, if you can do this, okay? So my teacher is highlighting that the Buddha teaches us this. And so, no matter what happens, the mind is at peace. But this is for those who actually follow what the Buddha teaches. Just because we say, I'm a Buddhist, I'm a Buddhist. But if we don't follow, no. When something happens, we still... Yeah, it'll be still like that. Yeah. So, Dao Da Zhe Jing Jie, Mio Zen Lun, Ye Mio Itia the Juven, Dosi Ping Under, Fova the Way Da, Ju Zai Zeli. Yeah. So, when a person can reach this point, yeah, when a person can reach this point, Mio Zen Lun, no arguments, yeah. 也没有一切的纠纷, no conflict. All conflict is resolved. Bear in mind, no conflict on our end. Other people may still have conflict with us, okay? We have no conflict, but other people may still find conflict with us. So, the greatness of the Buddha Dharma is within here. Yeah. It's about how in this world, there's so much conflict. But here, with this teaching, we can be free of conflict. To be truly at peace. Truly at peace. Recently, I shared with some students. Some students, some friends. If you all think about your life, Do you feel that you are at peace? Do you feel that you are at peace in terms of how you don't entertain thoughts of harming others, regardless of whatever happened? You notice just now in the conversation with the kids, yeah, they are very real. Real in the sense they don't hide. Doesn't mean it's right, huh? In that, oh, depends on the conditions. If the conditions are okay, then I don't harm. Then I don't talk back. Then I'm not rude. If there's a condition, then oh. Yeah? But that's how most of us live our life, isn't it? But if we can reach a point where, regardless of the conditions, we are able to say, no thoughts of harmfulness arise in us towards others. What kind of state is that? Yeah. And to consider, maybe, you know, in our whole life, when we were much younger, we didn't learn Buddha Dharma, so cannot be helped. But ask yourself, have you tried maintaining one whole day consciously? If you just stay at home the whole day and then, you know, lock yourself in, just watch Netflix, YouTube, you know, even then maybe you get frustrated. Yeah, suddenly hang, what is this? Yeah. Maybe it's not directed to anyone in particular, but there's still anger arising. But imagine if you, whether in a retreat or at home or at work, you can maintain just one day. How precious is that? Even just 1 hour, consciously, not that, but simple, you know, when I take the bus to work, I just, then 1 hour passed already, you know, not like that. Like that, anyone can do. If there's merit in that, if there's some value in that, then all the people in the hospital in coma, then they have a lot of merit, right? They're just down there, depending on the mental states, we don't know, but assuming that, you know, they are just in that state, vegetative state, right? But does that make them virtuous? No. That in no way is virtuous. The trouble, the challenge is, when we are conscious, then we tend to have strong, you know? Yeah. So this teaching gives us an avenue, an approach, a manner, a strategy, how to quell our agitations. We try to not have agitation, but this gives us a basis, gives us an approach, a way to not become like that. So, 修行这件事呢，也要有智慧. You need wisdom. In terms of cultivation, you need wisdom. So this is something that I've mentioned quite a few times or so. 也要有智慧，只修禅定，还不能够解脱生死大苦. So if a person just do meditation, when I say meditation here, it's referring to the samatha meditation. That means you just quieten your mind, and it doesn't matter what you call your meditation practice. You can so call practice vipassana, but all you do is just observe the breath, and it doesn't have any wisdom component. Then, for all intents and purposes, samatha meditation. Samatha. If you find that you have been doing this vipassana meditation, whichever school it is, you do for 1 year, 2 years, 3 years, and all it does for you, not that there's any problem with the methods, I don't say that, but if while practicing in that way, all it does is help you to quieten your mind. But it doesn't point you to see the fundamental nature of reality. Then it's not samatha yet. It's not vipassana yet. Because it's not leading towards wisdom. Not that it's bad. But if you can do that, that's good. However, if you only do that, then what happened? 不能够解脱生死大苦. it is insufficient. Insufficient to do what? Insufficient to transcend, to be liberated from the whole mess of suffering, of samsara, of birth and death. Insufficient. Yeah. The first time I went to the monastery in the US, it was quite a bit of a culture shock, in a good way, a good culture shock. Because day in, day out, my teacher would highlight wu wo guan, wu wo guan, yeah, wo kong fa kong guan. Yeah, but in Singapore, not criticizing, yeah, because I think here and there are some venerables who actually highlight, but the general culture, the general atmosphere within the Buddhist circle, you know, lesser emphasis on this. Many centers I've been to in the past, at the end of the chanting, then all that is mentioned is, yao xiu fu xiu hui, but it's just highlighting it, but don't say how to develop that. Yeah. But again, I must say, there's a time and place. Yeah. With all the different variables, came on saying "siu fu, siu fu, siu fu," until you get so fed up. Okay, I go and learn. Yeah, for those who are ready, then that is a reminder. For those who is not ready, even just saying "siu fu, siu fu," "讲这么多," yeah. But unfortunately, because of that, then Buddhism for most people, we are unaware of this part. Yeah, 若用毕竟空 的智慧观察，才能断烦恼的种子，呀，才能成为圣人。 So if you use the teaching of ultimate voidness, yeah. But here my teacher, when he talk about 毕竟空, is linked to 自性空, So on emptiness, on ultimate voidness, yeah, using this, yeah, to do what? To go and observe. Using this wisdom to go and observe. Something good happened. Someone praise you. You go and observe. Is there any substantiality in that? You win a lucky draw. Is there any substantiality in that? You break your handphone. Is there any substantiality in that? Yeah. Whether good or bad, you repeatedly go and reflect on this and you go and observe. Mm. And then what will happen? 才能断烦恼的种子, then you can eradicate the seeds of defilements. Not just mitigate. 不仅是调伏,还可以断。 调伏很厉害啊。 If you can mitigate, that's remarkable also. The difference between mitigate and eradicate. Mitigation is when your seeds are still there, and when there are suitable conditions, defilements still arise, and then you mitigate. That means you reduce the effect. Yeah. Eradicate means, yes, before that it arises, but there's still seed. Now you remove the seed. As a result, it doesn't even arise. That's a third one. There's seed that's arising, nothing done. So compared to this, mitigation is also good. So don't be disheartened and don't give up just because you're not eradicating. At least you're mitigating. If you're not mitigating, don't be disheartened also. Don't say, I don't even mitigate. I still live in samsara. I still live in defilements. I still indulge in my defilements. Don't say that also. At least now you know that there is this tree. But unless you say, I know lah, but I don't want to change. Or then, what can we say, right? So set yourself a course. Then, if you can continually do this, then what happens? 才能成为圣人, then you can become enlightened, become an enlightened one. So, 我不修止观, saying, I don't practice samatha and vipassana. Yeah, I don't practice this. 那怎么呢? 怎能得圣道呢? Then how can you attain enlightenment? You can't. Yeah. in a lot of temples, a lot of devotees always just want to do dana, dana, dana. Yeah? Only want to do dana. Good or not? Honestly, frankly, if you give me a choice, Shifu, you don't want me to dana you? Huh? You say dana, here so many ang pao. Honestly, if you give me a choice, I'd rather go hungry and see that you all practice and I don't receive dana. I don't mind, no. Like, if I can make a wish, I go hungry, yeah, but you all practice and you all have I will willingly go hungry. I don't know what went wrong here to say this, but I honestly feel that way. Yeah. Because anyone can do dana. You don't need to come to Buddhism to do dana. You know, worldly people do donation also. Yeah. But to learn the Dharma and to practice, that is so rare and so precious, no? After this life is over, you don't know when you will have a chance, you know. Yeah, you really don't know. Yeah, so don't just do dana. Don't just do dana, dana, dana. Yeah. Just闭上眼，坐在那里. Yeah. 能得圣道吗? Just close our eyes and sit down there. Can or not? Can you attain enlightenment just doing that? Yeah, my teacher said, 我看是很难. The way my teacher see it, no. Difficult. 实在呢, 要常常的学习, 金刚般若波罗蜜经, 也要读大智度论, 哇, 才能明白, 明白金刚般若波罗蜜经的道理, yeah. So, oh, sorry, I don't know how can I read, then I skip two lines here. 我看是很难. 哎呀,我开悟了. Yeah, so in the Chinese Zen tradition, 哎呀, I'm awakened, 开悟了, or I have realized. 自己说开悟, 自己说开悟啊, 真的吗? Yeah, really? Yeah, you feel that you are enlightened, really? You say that you are enlightened? 糊涂人或者会同意. Yeah, those who are muddle-headed, yeah, those who are unclear, maybe, wow, this one enlightened, oh, that one arahan, what? Very easy, I tell you. You want to be enlightened one? Yeah. But very dangerous. Once you go down that path, hard to turn back. Yeah. Or you know, in so many classes and so many times I talk to people, then people always say, wow, Shifu, you know what is in my mind? Oh? You know what you share today is exactly what's going on in my life. Even in Amor country, you know. Then, initially, to be honest, initially I thought, wow, not bad. Yeah, when I was still in US. Then later I realized that, actually not true. Not gang-gang-ho. Because the Buddha is talking about our life. You know, defilement, suffering, this is what we are going through. You know? So, as long as you have large enough crowd, there will be definitely some of them who is going through that. You know what I mean? Statistics. Yeah, statistically impossible that unless I go and talk about something so specific, none of you are going through. Yeah, you go generic enough, somebody confirm kena. So, what has this got to do? You see, when that happens, then if, let's say, the Sifu, not me, if the Sifu, 你这才知道, 我假了, yeah, then, wow, spread, wow, that Sifu, wow, steady on the wall, then 假了. Because, what, 1 year later, 3 years later, can you then later say, actually, all the while, it's just 凑巧, cannot know, like that, how? Then, 就越陷越深, no? Yeah, that's why usually for those giving Dharma teachings, you can see clearly that those giving Dharma teachings will refute any of such claims. Even to our detriment, we have to refute that. Yeah, usually it's the 的江湖的
混日子
江湖的啊，什么大队呀呀，开口闭口就是观世菩萨的That is very dangerous. 实在呢，要常常的学习啊。So I mentioned this earlier. 常常学习《金刚般若波罗蜜经》，也要读《大智度论》，才能明白《金刚般若波罗蜜经》的道理。So two things mentioned should frequently learn the Dhamma Sutra. Here I must perhaps add on something. Within this context.Then my teacher highlight have to study this. Doesn't mean that this is the only thing you should study. Okay, don't be mistaken. Because my teacher also teach many other sutras. Yeah. But he's highlighting the importance of wisdom. And you can get wisdom from this. And the second one is 大智度论. It is the commentary on the Mahaprajnaparamita Sutra. Yeah, so it's a commentary. Yeah. Through that commentary, you can understand what is inside the Dhamma Sutra. So...这时候就知道如何知道要如何依据佛的开示修学戒定慧的圣道 Then you know how to rely on the Buddha's teaching to, or rather you know how to practice according to the Buddha's teaching yeah, to practice sila, samadhi, panya yeah, Then you can learn how to practice you know how to practiceAnd attain enlightenment. 如果把佛所说的放在一边 whatever Buddha say, Buddha say, 而言，我这里边没有这些家具，能得圣道吗？能得圣道？我看不能。So there's some context, 我这里边没有这些家具 yeah, So my teacher sometimes when he's giving a talk then he make references but here you cannot see the picture of the 家具 yeah. So I think there's some context to the furnishing and so on meaning that you don't learn the Dhamma then you can are you able to make a statement saying oh within my mind there's no you know 这些都是空的Anyone can say that, but is it for real? Ah, you know what I mean? There are some people when they learn Dhamma, then well, everything kong kong kong, or they so-called learn. Actually, they hear a bit, but they don't really internalize yet. Yeah. In which case, can you attain enlightenment? Difficult. So here, the next section. Very good. 须菩提，若菩萨有我相，人相、众生相，寿者相，即非菩萨。So, 何以故？为什么？ Yeah. So, 何以故？ I think I explained before. It is so. Why? How is it so? 为什么度化了很多的众生，而说没有众生得到灭度呢？ Yeah. So this 何以故 is reference to the earlier statement. Yeah. 十五众生得灭度之。Yeah. So, answering that question, how is this so?Yeah, how is it? Then, 须菩提 yeah. 下面解释这个理由须菩提若菩萨有我相人相众生相寿者相即非菩萨 yeah. So 假设发无上菩提心的菩萨、yeah. 思想和我们凡夫一样也是有我相人相众生相寿者相这样的话他就不是菩萨而是一般的凡夫了 So this is what it means、yeah. That if the Bodhisattva、yeah, If Bodhisattvas、If someone who have evoked Bodhicitta、yeah. Have you all evoked Bodhicitta? For the recording There was a moment of awkward silence In response to the questionHave you all evoked bodhicitta? But here, talking about those who have evoked. So, is there a difference? There should be a difference. But now here is, my teacher is saying, if the mindset, 思想, yeah, the thinking, the mindset of those who have done so, supposed bodhisattvas, is the same as we unenlightened beings. Same. Then, 也是有我相,人相,众生相,受者相, like us, have the perception, have the attachment. Here, 我相, actually is the perception of the I. Yeah. And of course, with it then, attachment to the I. Yeah. 人相, other I. Yeah. Oh, there are others. Yeah. There's perception of a being, of a person. 众生相, oh, sentient beings. Yeah. That across time, there is a sentient being from past life to present life to future life. 受者相, from young to old. All about the self, but self at different stages, yeah, from different angles. Most of us, we may find it a bit strange. But Shifu, I don't have all this mindset. Eh? Eh, what do you say so? Before I learned Dharma, I don't know how there's such a thing. Yeah, but just because we don't know, we don't technically know the thing, doesn't mean that we don't think in that way. Unconsciously, subtly, we actually entertain this kind of mindset. It's a matter of degree. It's a matter of the manner. So we may not consciously be able to come up with this phrasing, and detail. Yeah, but very subtly within us, we have this notion. It's the same person who was a small boy and then become a secondary school boy and then so and so forth until today. Same person. Yeah, this is 受者相. Yeah, soul me, someone who goes through life in this way. Then we may also have this mindset or not, that just as I exist now, in the past, before this life, there must be a person, and that person is the same person. Yeah. So 众生相, from this previous life to this life and future life. Yeah. But this 众生相, have another issue, which is that usually when we say 众生, it's referring to referring to sentient beings. Yeah, but according to the 大师度论, there's another meaning, which is this 众 is 五众. It's actually referring to the sentient beings who cling on to the five aggregates. And so it is actually about how sentient beings cling on to five aggregates, one, five aggregates after another. Yeah. So also known as 索取取, linked to that term, 索取取, putgala. Yeah. So we have all this mindset. So my teacher here is saying, if a bodhisattva is just like us, having all this mindset, yeah, then in that case, why? 他就不是菩萨. Then he is not a bodhisattva. In reality, not a bodhisattva. 而是一般的凡夫了, then is actually an ordinary being. Yeah, ordinary worldly being, unenlightened. 我们凡夫有我相人相众生相受者相菩萨没有这种颠倒错误的想法. Yeah, Bodhisattvas don't have this kind of perverse mindset. Yeah, distorted thinking. Yeah, erroneous way of thinking. No. No such a problem. Yeah, so, 什么是有我相呢? So, what is meant by having the perception of a self? Yeah. 没有修行,没有修佛法的人,或者学习佛法,但没能认真的人. See, my teacher also like to cover all grounds. Yeah, you say 没有学习佛法的人, but I learn and then 不认真的, yeah, 没能认真的, but my teacher is quite kind, say 没能, yeah, 没能, that means you're not able to, not that you don't want, maybe you want, but you're not able to, not able to do what? To learn it seriously, 认真的, yeah.
Shifu, I want to learn real seriously, but I'm unable to. Why unable to? I got children lah. I got father, mother lah. I got work lah. I got a lot of reasons lah.
But when it comes to tour, everything is solved. Yeah. Huh? You realize when people want to go for a tour, everything can be solved. Yeah, they can take leave. They can do this. They can settle everything.
Exam
yourself. I go holiday. But then when it comes to Dharma, aiya, Sufu, aiya. Sometimes I wonder, is that too much to ask? Would you be willing to take leave to learn Dharma? Oh, she's like, yes, yes. So will you conduct more classes? I take leave. Yeah.
I cannot retreat those 3 days. You definitely have to take leave.
It boils down to our internal value system. What do we value? Isn't it?
If you find beneficial, you would.
When you find benefit, you perceive benefit. Important thing is whether you perceive benefit. Because a lot of things, the so-called value is subjective. So according to the person, if the person perceives value, they are willing to queue up at night. You know? Yeah? They queue up. And they are not shy. They just sit on the street. Yeah? Then lay down a mat. Then nowadays, you know, have had iPhone, then sit down there. They're not shy. You ask people to queue up for Dharma class, walao ye siao le. Yeah. You ask people to log on online, walao, sifu so difficult. You can't pass. I mean, sometimes you really think about it. We make things so easy. People still say difficult. Wow, piang eh. Huh? Right now, Chopping. How many people you handle? Huh? Tell you, difficult to register. I'm like, next time, you ask them, difficult register, go to your house to register. Where you stay? Clementi, right? Next time, I think we should entertain this. Those who are not able to go online to register can go to find Chopping. Must physically go and visit Chopping. Then immediately it's solved. So, so one type, those who don't learn Buddha Dhamma. Second type, learn but not able to learn so seriously. Yeah. And what about these two categories? 也都是有我相. Still have the perception of the I. Yeah. 我们日常说话也会用我怎么样怎么样的，但多数没有深入认识究竟什么是我。So interesting. The other day I just mentioned, yeah, in our day-to-day speech, 你我他，你我他, yeah. But what is really the I? Do we really know? 不是很深入, yeah. We don't really know in depth. What is this I? So, 在瑜伽师地论、大智度论、阿毗达摩论里面，说得非常清楚. So, inside this three sects, first one, Yogacara Bhumi Sastra, second, the Mahaprashna Paramita Sastra, and then the Abhidhamma Sastra. Yeah. So, within these commentaries, there's very clear explanation, yeah, clear elucidation. 佛在世的时候, 外道是有我论的思想. In the Buddha's time, those practitioners outside of Buddhism, they belong to those schools where they assert there is a soul, there is an atta, there's atman, yeah, that's the self, and yeah, this is what they assert. So their mindset, that 我们说思想理念, yeah, their mindset, their teaching, their direction. 而佛陀的思想是无我论, but for the Buddha's teaching, yeah, he advocate no self. 佛法是无我论，非佛法是有我论。所以深入修学圣道的圣道有成就的人是无我的。Yeah, so in within the Buddha Dhamma is the teaching of no self. Non-Buddhism, teaching of self. Yeah, so those who have study and practice in depth, yeah, practice in depth the enlightened path and have succeeded. Yeah, for such individuals, they see clearly no self. So, 外道怎么样执着我呢？So how does the non-Buddhist sects or the schools, yeah, the practitioners, how are they attached to the self? 他认为 so such a person, he thinks, 在眼耳鼻舌身意的生命里有一个常住不变不坏、永久存在而不会破坏的。Yeah, so within the eye, ears, nose, tongue, body, and mind, yeah, within this existence, there is something, 有一个常住不坏, something that is eternal, yeah, permanent, and it doesn't, how do I put it? It doesn't, cannot be destroyed, yeah, 常住不坏, 永久存在而不会被破坏, yeah, so eternal, everlasting,cannot be destroyed. 有真实体性, it has true essence, true nature. 主宰能力啊的这么一个东西, yeah, it is able to determine, able to make decisions autonomously, yeah, with absolute control, yeah, 主宰,有主宰力。Yeah, 这就是我。So,I think I mentioned in this class before, these three features of a self. Maybe not in this class, maybe in this class. So, I mean, let me just write it down somewhere. Okay, let me zoom in. Oh, what happened? 我的定义阿星啊，不赢啊，当考好了。It's okay, don't worry. 我常恒住，常恒住。This is the first one.Burn into your mind. This is the wrong view. Don't burn and then think that it's the right view, okay? 不变异。Should be like that. 不变异。有主宰哦，有主宰性。So 1, 2, and 3.常恒住不变力有主宰性。Yeah, so earlier when my teacher mentioned, seems to combine 1 and 2 together. Yeah, but because the two are somewhat linked. So 常恒住, yeah, everlasting, permanent, yeah, and then unchanging, yeah, 有主宰, autonomous. So in the Heart Sutra, I would go through this quite a bit.So, this is a definition of what the heterodox schools consider as self, the soul, the Atman, etc. Yeah. Different names, but the definition is somewhat similar. The particularities may differ, yeah, because all the different religions, they may have different, slightly different notion of what happened in the long term. Yeah, so it seems to be different, but the core itself is, they all share this feature. The soul is something that cannot be destroyed. Yeah, it's the essence. Yeah. And in some texts, we can say that it is like the identity of who you are. Yeah, essence has that meaning. Yeah, essence is something inside you, and it's not due to external things. In Buddhism, we say, you go and find out, where is the essence? Is there such a thing? Is there such a thing? And if you cannot find such a thing and you still make such a claim, there is a sutta in the Buddha's time. It says, he more or less asked these questions. You say that there's something permanent. Is the form permanent? Is the feelings permanent? Is the perception permanent? Is mental volition or volition formation permanent? Is consciousness permanent? No. Is form subject to change? And so on. Not permanent, but is subject to change. And no self. Doesn't have control. Yeah. So then the Buddha asks, the self that you assert exists cannot be found within this. So what is it? Yeah. So in many ways, the Buddha refuted, yeah, the stand of those heterodox schools. But yet they still say, no, there's still a self. Then you know what the Buddha said? What you're doing is like a young man going to the market and declaring to everybody in the market, there's a beautiful girl, there's a beautiful girl. And then telling everybody, the beautiful girl looks like this, looks like that, but cannot be found. And when people ask you, where is that beautiful girl? Don't know where, cannot find. Yeah. The Buddha make that statement. If you make a statement that something exists, then you should be able to point to what that is. You claim that there is a self, but you cannot find something that fits your description. Young man described, wow, the beautiful girl is like this, like that, but cannot find such a girl. So, Our lifespan can come to an end. Yeah, our body can disintegrate. Yeah, but yeah, 但是我的体性不坏。 So our life can come to an end. Our body will disintegrate. But there's something. Yeah. There's something inside that doesn't change. Grow, hair become white, one day die. Then, but there's a Dorin somewhere inside. Don't know where it goes, cannot see also, but there's that Dorin will go and take rebirth. There's a Zhuobing. Yeah, hair not quite black, not quite white, but one day die. Still young, but who knows? Maybe Sifu died earlier than you. Yeah, then after dying, we think, oh, Zhuobing is so nice. There will be another Zhuobing somewhere. Oh, we have this mindset. Then there's then there's a Biling. Yeah. And KS now that, hey, 讲我嘞。 Then there's a KS! Okay. So, yeah, so, the essence, what happened? 继续存在. We cannot accept that once we die, this whatever you experience here don't exist anymore.
But if you think about it, the little boy, Zhou Ping, when you were young, you were a little boy, not a little girl, right? So that little boy don't exist, no? Yeah, you think about it, that little girl, little boy, all the little boy, little girl that we were, don't exist already, like.
Yet we are afraid that this little boy and girl, when we die, must continue to exist.
But that little boy and girl in this life don't even exist. We cannot find. Where is that little boy and girl?
And yet we are worried, or unconsciously or consciously, we hold on to the notion, after that, will continue. But in the Buddhist teaching, it's a bit tricky. Because there is some form of continuation, but not the same thing continuing. It's that whatever energy, or we call it energy or mental habits, it conditions a new arising, yeah, of another set of five aggregates through our clinging. Through our clinging. So, 怎么存在呢? How does it exist, this essence? 它可能到地狱, so maybe the essence go to hell. 可能再来人间, or maybe the essence come back to human realm again. 也可能到天上去, or maybe it goes to the heaven. 又得一个身体, yeah, and then get another body. 我在 我就住在身体里面, then the self actually stay inside the body. Yeah, the body is just a vessel. So you suddenly see this statement. The body is just a vessel. Yeah, actually, this is a Hindu teaching. Buddhist teaching don't say the body is just a shell. Yeah. But nowadays, you also see Buddhist teachers or Buddhist texts saying such a statement. Yeah.
Yeah, or maybe, so this body is like what? 身体等于是我的房子.
So this body is just like the housing for the real self.
Oh, interesting idea. This one not Buddhist idea. My teacher is highlighting the view of the heterodox school, non-Buddhist school. Okay, they have this notion, the body that we have, this one is the external facade, it's like a house. The real you is staying inside. You don't consider your house to be you, right? But you own the house. Yeah, you stay inside the house belongs to you. Yeah.
So, 就像人在房子住了100年, yeah, just like a person staying in the house for 100 years. 然后我再换一个房子,
and then you change house. Yeah, you move to a new house.
So the you move to a new house, the house destroyed. So the same notion, those heterodox school, they think the real I, the real self is inside. Then when this body is decay or die and whatever, then this essence goes somewhere. This is not Buddhist teaching. Yeah. So, 那个房子可能如意,也可能不如意. Yeah, that house, that new house, maybe is to your liking, is agreeable or not agreeable.
也有坏败的时候,
regardless of whether it's agreeable or not, at some point it disintegrates.
但我是永久存在.
Yeah. However, the self, the essence is permanent and lasting.
我的住宿,
so this the habitat of the self, yeah.
身体有老病死,
the body has aging, sickness, and death.
我本身是没有老病死,
but the self doesn't have aging, sickness, and death. Yeah,
永久存在的,
yeah, lasting forever.
外道有这种思想,
yeah. That's why important to listen to the whole thing. Otherwise, that's why I keep having to repeat. Because people online, they listen, they may just forward, rewind, then suddenly, Buddhism actually teach this. you have to keep on repeating that this is heterodox school. Yeah. But and when you read text, it's important not to just read one part and then stop and then continue reading the next day, because most people forget what they have read. Yeah. Oh, this is heterodox school. 佛陀说我, the Buddha states no self. 没有这个我, yeah, there's no such as an entity that essence. 若我们不以佛教 非佛教区分, yeah, if we do not, so the Buddha says no self. Yeah, but if we were not to distinguish between Buddhism and non-Buddhism, okay, then 如果有人告诉你, and if someone were to tell you what, 你的身体里有这么一个东西, that inside your body there's such a thing, yeah, there's such a thing, that self. Assuming inside your body there's such a self, yeah. Siu yin, inside yours also, tu siu, yeah. Then, lama, inside your body there's such a self. Okay, then how? 这样的思想你接受或是不接受? Yeah. Such a thinking, such a mindset, do you accept or do you not accept? Quite. Inside you, there is such a thing. Can you accept? My teacher asked. My teacher never asked you, I asked you. So, 同意或是不同意, do you agree or not? 可能还是会很喜欢接受 这件事情. Yeah. 很欢喜接受. Yeah. Maybe you may happily accept. Accept this kind of mindset. Yeah. 而说是无我的, sorry, I must have missed something. 同意不同意? 因为感觉到有道理, yeah, because we feel like, you know, it makes sense that there should be something inside us, ma. Yeah, I've spoken at some of those interfaith talks, and I speak to some youth. Yeah, it's something so interesting, though. It has to do with our perception. Yeah. And sometimes it's external conditioning. Yeah. Because other than Buddhism and some parts of Western philosophy, which is, to me, too remote and obscure that most people don't even come in touch. So throughout the mass media, throughout most people's writing, it's always pointing to that. Some essence, yeah, there's a part of you that is real. Follow how you feel deep down inside where? Inside, I don't know where, but inside, yeah, you know. So, everything points, you know. So, we keep on hearing it after a while, should have something inside, ma. Cannot be that everybody is wrong, ma. Unfortunately, the truth is not a popularity contest, yeah. Truth is not a democracy. Even if everybody disagrees, if it's a truth, it's a truth. Yeah? Mm. So, but with all those conditioning, 也是会很欢喜接受. We may quite happily agree to this because everybody, you know, all the constant conditioning. Yeah? Yeah. And 因为感觉到有道理, yeah, because we may feel that it makes sense. 可能会接受这件事, maybe we may agree and accept. 但是我们的本师释迦牟尼佛否认这件事. But our root teacher, yeah, our root teacher, the Sakyamuni Buddha, the cultivator, the sage from the Sakyan clan, the enlightened one, he refute such a mindset, such a thinking. 而说是无我的. Instead, he says, no self. 那么很快的我们就会感觉到有问题了. Then very quickly, we feel like there's something wrong. Yeah. I think for most people, very quickly they'll just go to other religion. We don't tell people no self, they still okay, like poor people, bye 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 bye. Blessing, blessing, like sifu, sifu. Here, here, here. Yeah. Then you tell them, no self, huh? Okay, I go to the other side. Yeah. So, 比如说, David, 比如说已经到时间了. Okay, I finish one more line. 比如说, 我们这个身体死了以后, yeah, for example, when our body has died, yeah, this body has died, 再得一个身体, then we obtain another body. 前一个身体和后一个身体, 是两回事, 因为有我在中间, 可以连续下去, 而不断。 So there are two different bodies, but in between there's an I. So with the I, then they are connected. Yeah? 现在否认有我, now you refute the presence of an I, of a self. 那么,这样连续呢? 怎样连续呢? Then how do you connect the two? 佛陀的智慧说, yeah, according to the wisdom of the Buddha says, 下一个生命的出现, the arising of the next life, yeah, 是这一生思想行为所创造的业力. That the arising of the new birth is the result that was generated or created through the mindset, through the actions of this life. Yeah, the karmic energy, the karmic force. 由业力变现出下一个生命. Through the karmic force, it gives rise, it manifests the new birth. Not that there is a soul going to the next birth, but through the karmic forces, then it generates the next one. 如果业力不发生作用, if karmic forces do not take effect, 下一个生命就不出现了, then the next life don't appear. 所以佛陀告诉我们, 诸恶莫作众善奉行, 而不说有我. And that's why the Buddha teaches us to abstain from all evil, to do all good or wholesomeness, yeah, but don't tell us there's a self. Because it's not the self, there's no self that's going through life. It's purely through your actions. Purely because of the actions that generate the next life. Whether it's a happy next life or a sad next life. If I dare add on, but Sifu, how do you know? You just consider this life. If in this life, your mindset today, your actions today, does it not affect your so-called life tomorrow? It does. Your life today, is it not affected by that small boy in the past? Although that small boy is gone and it's not the same as you, but it's inextricably affected, yeah, conduced by whatever was done. So even if we, you know, cannot accept, cannot understand, whatever, but at least within this lifespan, we can see, we can understand. And we should do our best. Just now, 或没能认真的学习, but at least we must try. We owe it to ourselves to at least put some effort to try, to learn. Yeah. And then to change. I don't say that, Nancy, today you learn, tomorrow, next Wednesday, you, what? Yeah, the next Wednesday you must become enlightened. No. I mean, if you can, please do. Don't wait for me, okay? Don't have to wait for Sifu. Yeah. But, like, if you can be a bit liberated from your suffering, why not? Why not? So, try it out. Try it out. Okay, we'll stop here. So this morning I shared with the youth in the ITBW, and I shared a bit of it earlier about how progress in the Dharma starts with recognizing that our body, speech and mind are imperfect. It starts with recognizing that there's room for improvement. It starts with recognizing that we are wrong. Learning must start from there, or at least start from knowing that we don't know. If not, then it's not a matter of ability. Yeah, I mentioned in the morning. Oh, but Sifu, I'm not able to change. No, it's don't worry about that first. It's okay, you know. But do you want to change? Do you want to? Like, now if I ask you, do you want to become enlightened? That means, sometimes for some people, maybe still a question mark, you know. Because what does it mean to be enlightened? It means to change your mindset. Enlightened, most people, I want. But change, don't want. Can I become enlightened, but everything else remain the same? You're lola. That's why we are not enlightened. Because we want our cake and eat it. So, important thing, first thing, the change in our actions, our behavior, and so on, is one thing. Wanting to change. But preceding that is to recognize that there's a need for change. And in order to see a need for change is to recognize that our current state is not ideal. Is to know that, yeah, I have this mindset, I have that mindset. Just this morning, I shared with them. Sometimes we have good ideas. Not that, Sifu, I'm always stupid. Ma. No, I don't say you are always stupid. You just need to be stupid at one time and then get yourself into some serious trouble. You don't need to be stupid every day. Killers are not stupid every day. But that moment, they happen to give in to that stupidity and then they kill someone. Drunk drivers are not drunk every day also. True alcoholics are probably never getting into cars. They're just too drunk to even start driving, you know. All it takes is that one moment. So to recognize that while some days okay, some days not okay, how do we know whether that day is okay or not? How do we know whether today my mindset is that the correct one? First thing, remind ourselves. Whatever thought that comes up, it is coming from an unenlightened sentient being. First and foremost. Unless you are confident you are enlightened, then see me after this. Then we verify a bit if true, I think anything is on fire. Yeah. But if not, recognize that it's coming from unenlightened being. What does that mean? It means that it is to calibrate or recalibrate our attitude towards our thoughts, our mindset, or even our feelings. Calibrate in what way? If it's from unenlightened beings, you shouldn't give it too much weightage. Correct or not? If now you have a choice, I ask you all, if you have a choice, you want to make a decision, who do you want to get advice from Buddha or from Mara, from unenlightened being? Even if you want to buy a house, you want to buy a car, you want to ask your friend who is in the know, right? Correct or not? You want to buy a computer, you ask Billing or Tobing. I mean, no offense to Billing. Yeah? If you want to cook, you ask Tobing or Billing. Of course, ask Billing, ma. If she know how to cook, ma. She tell me who all out to doorway, she can do it, ma. Tobing, you ask him, computer can, ask him to cook. Jialat. He said, I call Deliveroo for you. I pay. Are you? So, when every day we have a lot of thoughts, you must know your thought may be good in some areas. But for many areas, you must know that it comes from an unenlightened being. So, don't give it so much credit. Then it's easier to be willing to change your mind. When we argue with people, or we have a conflict with people, it's because you think you are right, that wrong. Yeah, both are unenlightened, but if both are unenlightened, how do you know who is right? It's that we feel that, mind is the correct one. So that is the problem. So if we remind ourselves frequently, one time is not enough. Sifu say one time already. You all heard one time. Not enough. You all must really go and remind. Not you all. I also doing this exercise. Yeah, remind ourselves frequently. Then one day you start to connect with it. Then you can see your thoughts objectively. Then you look, well, how did I come with this idea? You know? And when I say ideas or thoughts, it's not simply about Buddha Dharma. No. It's not, ayah, Sifu, you read so much, so of course yours is correct. No, it's not about Buddha Dharma. No. It's about our mindset about life. Our attitude towards this person, our attitude towards that person, our mindset of how to do things, how we handle, including all that, you know. Yeah, and if you can see that, this is from unenlightened beings, you are not so quick to jump in the conclusion, I am correct. I should continue. I should insist. It will be lighter. Then, there's a chance to change. Then it's like what? It's like a car, you release the parking brake. Otherwise, you cannot. Stationary. Cannot move. I'm like that. You try out, you push out, I pull harder. I press in the brake and then I pull harder. Once you know that your position is wrong, then you release your brake. Then without, even if you don't step on the oil, people can push a bit, then your car can move already. Better still, once you learn Dharma, then it's like stepping on the oil, then you can get out of the danger. But only if you see that there's a train coming, you know, that you shouldn't park your car in the middle of the train track, no. But until you realize that, the person, go. Hey, what? I want to park here, cannot lah. Can, later you die lor. Amitabha. 愿消三障诸烦恼。 愿智慧证明了。 阿弥陀佛，起立。